3 John. The elder, John, is writing to an individual in this third epistle. Both of these epistles, 2nd and 3rd, are official documents. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. 3 John, verse 1. This is another little meeting of a company of people gathered together. We need not feel that we must have a big, fine building. In the beginning, they, this company of people, didn't have it either. They just had little groups of people meeting together. Jesus said, "True worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." John 4, verse 23. God doesn't want a great congregation, but worshippers. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18, verse 20. To have two or three is better than to have a great congregation where you go in and out and no one notices you. John didn't love Gaius outside of the truth because he was a brother, uncle, or nephew, but he loved him in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 3 John verse 2. If you are in pain and suffering, you are much more apt to yield to God than if everything is going good with you. Many people are saved when they are sick and in need. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. 3 John verse 3. This man walked and lived in the truth. The truth was made manifest by his very life. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. 3 John verse 4. Have you greater joy than that? I have no greater joy than to know that the people of God are going on and growing up into the full measure of Christ. We can do that as we take in the truth and live in it, walk in it, talk it. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom, if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. 3 John verses 5 through 7. They helped all those who were going out, and they didn't take anything of the unsaved. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. 3 John verse 8. Notice how different this verse is than verse 10 in this chapter. They were not to receive them into their house who did not bring the true doctrine. In this 8th verse, we see that they are to receive those who have the truth. Some have wrong doctrine, and we are not to receive them. However, others have the truth, and we are to receive them. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. 3 John verse 9. John must have written a letter to this church over which Gaius was the pastor and sent it by Demetrius. Diotrephes was a dictator. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words and not content therewith. Neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. 3 John verses 10 and 11. No, he would not receive these brethren, and he did not want anyone else to receive them. Demetrius hath good report of all men, and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. 3 John verse 12. Demetrius is one with whom John no doubt sent the letter and was not allowed to hand it over because of the domineering Diotrephes. We say amen to John's record. We know it is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. 3 John verses 13 and 14. This ending is similar to the one in 2 John. The word salute has a greater meaning than just a greeting. It means to embrace and hug to their hearts. That is what God is going to do to us. Take us into his arms and love us forever and ever.